Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Saturday, February 28th, 2026, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show hosted by Scott Wolmering and Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Mike Overson, Luminate Bank, with us as well. Scott, Mike, always good to see you both. Mike, top of the morning to you there, friend.
Good to see you, Ryan. Good morning to you. Happy Saturday, everybody. Last day of February today.
It is. This one always throws me because you're all of a sudden you're in February and then you're March. And I always think there's 31 days in February. I always switch it.
What do you think there, Mike?
I don't know if I've ever made that mistake before. I'm pretty sure I always remember that February is the short month. But you know what?
And then my birthday is April 1st. And I get that one mixed up because I forget my birthday because you're going from March and all of a sudden it's April. Maybe it's just age.
Maybe it's an age
thing.
Maybe we'll talk after the show a little more in detail. Hey, today's a special day in the O'Neill family. So it has been 22 years since the passing of my dad, Bob O'Neill. He actually passed on Leap Day, if you can believe on Leap Day. We say Dad leapt into heaven. But it's been 22 years, so Mom, we're thinking of you, of course, all my siblings, family, friends. Dad would have really loved this show. Actually, Scott, he would have liked to give you a bad time, I think.
Yeah, I wish I would have known your father. Unfortunately, he had passed away before I was able to meet him. But I do know your lovely mother, Kathleen, who is listening right now and following us on Facebook, and she's also a wonderful human.
Yeah, Mom. We love you, Mom. Thinking of Dad here today. And again, we appreciate you joining us here, everybody. 612-294-6949. Mike, you got some exciting news from an interest rate standpoint, don't you?
Oh, interest rates are always exciting, Ryan. I know everyone tunes in to make sure they can get the first part of the show so they can hear the interest rate update. So it's actually, you know what? It's actually boring. It's going to be the same report as I had last week and the same report that I had 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago and 4 weeks ago, which is actually kind of nice for us. Nice and steady, dropping just very, very slowly. If we were at 5.99 last week, we're at 5.875 this week. But we have that nice consistency that we've been wanting for a while, and it's been that way for several weeks in a row now. So I see this continuing where we're going to be in that high 5 to low 6 range, and maybe we drift down a little bit more as we move through the spring. I think that consistency in the high fives is what we're going to see for a couple months to come yet.
So Donald Trump made the statement on his inaugural address that he's going to have interest rates that are coming down, which are obviously they've been coming down, but he's going to protect the home prices so they don't drastically go up. So obviously you want to protect so that you don't lose value on the home prices, but that they're not going to drastically go up, so it's not going to price people out. And I've said this on the show forever. I'm going to say it again. The president or God does not have control over home interest rates or what the housing market does. When interest rates go down, home prices will continue to go up because affordability is that. If you lose a percent on interest rates, you're going to get more on your house because affordability is there.
Yeah, and that's kind of leads to one of my points I wanted to make is if interest rates drop too quickly, we're going to see home prices go up very quickly, sure, almost like COVID. It won't be that bad, but it's going to be like that, where no matter what President Trump does on that end, the lower the interest rate, the higher home prices are going to go.
Right.
We just know that that's going to happen. So I think he knows that, and I think he's going to just slowly bring interest rates down. I don't think he wants the bottom just fall out. So it'll be interesting to see what happens throughout the year here.
Yeah, it is. I was texting Scott this week with an agent on the team who it was a first time home buyer who just said, hey, you know, I think we're going to wait a little bit because prices are getting too high. And the agent was just asking me, well, what do you think? And we're going to get into the market update with numbers of homes for sale. But I said, look, prices are not going down. They're not going down here in the Twin Cities market. And in fact, I'll touch on the numbers here, Scott. Maybe you can comment before the first break. So we did see some new listings, an increase of 10%, which is actually really good news. We need more homes for sale. We need more inventory in the Twin Cities, 1,201 new listings. Pending sales, Scott, down 6.4%, 674 pendings. The inventory is just up slightly, 1.4% increase in homes for sale, still very historically low, 7,650. Scott, that's what's, again, that low inventory is really driving that. But prices are not going down. If you're a buyer waiting, just don't wait. It's prices are not going down.
No, I mean, it's a supply and demand issue, and it's been this way for the last 5 years. If we are not at 18, 19,000 homes, we are right now we are in the third best sellers market that we've ever seen in the history of Minnesota. So if you think that those prices are going to go down in the third best sellers market we've ever had, I'm here to tell you it's not going to. So then, well, why would I buy in this market? Well, you buy in this market, A, to get into the market. You know, unless you have a crystal ball, because I don't, you're not going to be able to sit around for the next 3 or 4 years and pick the pinpoint of when it drops 15%. So you want to be in the market because we're steadily going up. You get all the advantages to homeownership, et cetera. But, yeah, waiting around is never the right deal.
Mike, how's your volume? What are you seeing activity-wise with files and pre-approvals like you and your team? Again, you're working all over the metro. Mike works with all of our friends at the different real estate teams, real estate brokerages. You've got just a great reputation in our market, Mike.
Yeah, I would say if I just look year to date, I've probably taken the most applications I ever have of it in years, year to date. Super Bowl came, and literally the day after the Super Bowl, I don't know, I think I had 7 applications come in. Like, it was just like the whole thing. It's like, hey, the Super Bowl marks the start of the spring market, and after that, it's gangbusters. It has been like that since the Super Bowl is here. So it's a busy spring. We've already seen multiple offers. We're already into that already, so it's pretty much exactly what we expected.
Yeah, again, thanks for joining us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate it. Hope your weekend's going well. It is the end of February, February 28th. We welcome questions, comments, thoughts. We're actually live down here at WCCO, and we're streaming on all the social media platforms as well. At 612-294-6949 is how you can reach us at any point, 612-294-6949. We're going to be talking after the break with our newest partner with the Minnesota Real Estate Show, a couple of great guys and a business called Opportunities in Business, OIB, which is a business broker. Very important service they provide, helping businesses of all types when they're looking to sell, when they're looking to do something different. So we've got Mac Thielen coming up and Mike Wicello. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the second segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. Hey, before we dive in real quick with our newest partner, Opportunities in Business, just wanted to give our quick 1 minute minute of hope with the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. Wanted to share a story this week, Scott. Jill. We met Jill here yesterday. She's facing a very difficult season. She's got all kinds of medical issues, chronic pain, neck and back issues, ongoing respiratory problems, lots of hospital visits, medical expenses. Also following a car accident, she was rear-ended by a young driver who I think was not paying attention, have added more stress. And even doctor-prescribed specialty shoes were not covered by her insurance. She was nominated to the foundation. O'Neill Foundation of Hope stepped in. Because of you, our generous donors, we helped with the needed footwear and assisted with some of the difficult bills, helping to ease her burden. Met her yesterday. Just a sweetheart of a gal. Has got a great, positive, upbeat attitude, and we're just very grateful to folks who support the O'Neill Foundation of Hope so that we can help all of the Jills in the Twin Cities area that are struggling. Scott, each week it's 3 to 4 different folks. So, just a special gal. And again, you can nominate anyone that's going through a difficult time, unexpected hardships, at O'NeillHope.org and click the Get Help button, Scott. Just a great gal, sweetheart of a person.
Yeah, it's awesome. And for those that have not followed the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, it is a foundation that Ryan and his brothers put together that helps local people.
And my sister.
And your sister, I'm
my
sorry.
My dear sister.
I always forget that. And you are helping now. When you started off a couple of years ago, it was one family a week, and now you're up to three to four. Yeah, 3 to 4 families.
Yeah, so thanks. Awesome. Yeah, thanks for the support, everybody. We appreciate it. Most excited here today, we've got a new partner with us, and it's a important business. We were excited to bring to the Minnesota Real Estate Show because as real estate agents, real estate brokers, we get the questions about businesses. Hey, what do you guys do with businesses? I own the real estate, but I'm thinking about selling my business too. How does that work? And so we're really excited to be partner with a company called Opportunities in Business. The owner, Mac Thielen, is here with us today, as well as a longtime friend of mine, wonderful guy named Mike Wichello. Mac, great to have you with us today. Thanks for coming on WCCO.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. And I'm proud to partner with you. That's fantastic with the O'Neill Foundation and everything you do. And Mike Wichello, thank you for the introduction to Ryan. And
tell people a little bit about, again, just kind of generally speaking, who is Opportunities in Business? What do you guys do? We were talking during social media. You helped one client here. Maybe just share kind of generally who you guys are.
We assist sellers. We're generally on the seller representation side, and we assist them from they're in a spot where, hey, maybe I'm thinking of exiting this business. Maybe I'm thinking of selling in a year or two. We help them from valuation to preparing the business to close to putting together a package to present to potential buyers or investors through the transactional process and post-close transition. So I like to say we're industry agnostic. We assist anything like I was discussing foundries to where, you know, a multi-location gas station. We talked about daycares, which they all have different nuances and different licensing requirements.
I was excited for you guys to come on because that was one thing I would thought about. If anybody's listening out there and you've got a business that maybe you've run for 10, 15 years and you have no idea what it's worth or what your exit plan would be, I was amazed. I used to, people don't know, but before I was in real estate back in the 90s, I owned 3 preschools, daycares, preschools. And when I was looking at selling them, I was really amazed at how they evaluated it. Because basically what they told me was you basically have a list of people, a list of families agreeing to give you money every week. So when you disappear and you're no longer here, the value of the business goes away. And so is that what you guys do to this day, or is it different?
No, not at all. Absolutely. Exactly. They're giving your company money. They're not giving you money, right? A proper business valuation takes a look at what your role is as the owner.
We got a fellow hand talker here.
Yeah, so one kind of fun thing in studio is there's a table here, and so when we're hand talkers, naturally you talk. Sometimes you can kind of bonk the table. So yeah. I always give before the show, I always give kind of the once over. Hey, here's the thing. But hey, we love that about you're passionate. I love that, Mike. Yeah. That's a positive.
I told you before I was a hand talker. So now the hands are behind me.
So the business, you're looking at what? Earnings and multiples of earnings?
Earnings, multiples, owner roles, is your revenue reoccurring? A preschool, your revenue is reoccurring. If they're there in kindergarten, they're going to be there in third grade.
Well, the reason I was So explain this to me then. So you have a dental office, let's say.
Yep.
Okay, so my doctor, Dr. O'Neill, is at the dental office, and I've been going there, and my family's been going there for 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Dr. O'Neill. I don't necessarily like the new guy that he sold the business to. That's kind of what they were telling me.
That's a practice based.
Okay.
And that's different. Certain industries have rule of thumbs, right? So it's practice based. You're going to expect a certain level of retention of your clients.
Sure.
Right? So accounting firms, dental, like you said.
Real estate teams.
Law office, yeah. Real estate team.
Yep. Yeah.
You do. You're going to expect generally like an 85% retention, and you price that in there. So then you have, that's a different valuation than than you've talked about with the child care center, yep. Child learning center. That those parents, they're not giving you the money. They're giving those teachers money. They're giving your processes money. They're giving your security systems that are in place money. They're giving the facility money.
Right? Now, Mac, we were talking again on social media. You've helped really businesses of all types. I mean, I think what's great, again, being the owner of the company, sounds like it's been 20 plus years you've been doing this, doing the business, all different types of businesses. And, I think you probably assist people with that transition, to Scott's point, of finding the right buyer, helping your people find the right buyer so that the continuation of the business and the integrity of that business continues. So that, you know, I think of my dentist. My dentist sold to a wonderful young lady who now is my dentist. And that, I'm sure, is a lot of what you guys do too.
Correct. And additionally to that is the confidentiality during the process. Because you cannot have... you don't want your vendors knowing you're for sale. You don't want your customers knowing for sale. Your employees, for darn sure, you don't want
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about that part of it, but that would be a big part of it. Yeah. You're not going to put a sold or a for sale sign up.
You don't just put it on MLS.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So it's the way that we do our outreach is, I mean, it's been tested. Opportunities Business started in 1981. And so we've been here for, what is that now, 45 years?
Yeah. Right?
Myself, I took over for the founders, Tom Green and Bob Griesgraber. Tom Green's in Puerto Vallarta, by the way.
Oh wow. Well, he's still in Puerto Vallarta.
Yes, he is. Yes. Exactly.
I hope everything's okay.
Yeah. So, and another thing, too, is when we're talking with potential sellers is, I mean, there's a lot of, like, counseling, but it's a big transaction for them. And, you know, one of the discussions I have with potential sellers is, you know, what are you going to do next? Because this is going to get, you know, usually it's a founder that we're working with.
Yeah.
You know, we're not selling Oracle, right? So we're not selling Jack Links across the street, you know.
Yeah.
So you need to have them prepared mentally a little bit for the, you know, kind of the stresses and that's going to come through this process.
We were just talking again that you sold last year a $12 million business, a foundry.
Yep.
What's the smallest business that you've sold? I mean, it sounds like you work with kind of everybody, all types of businesses.
I'd say the smallest was I sold a laundromat for a hands.
Yeah.
Laundromat for a client, and laundromats actually are highly in demand. During COVID, it was one of the essential businesses that stayed open. So for a time, I was known as Laundromac.
Wow. Laundromac.
I sold 25 laundromats.
Oh, my gosh, Mac.
During COVID, because it was like, well, what are we going to – because companies weren't moving.
They
weren't open, you know. And they and then they're getting government money, right? So people are like, well, I'm not going to sell. I'm getting all this these funds, right? But – to answer a question about what types of businesses and the smallest one with this laundromat owner, he had a hairdresser and she wanted to sell. She had 8 chairs, but it was just her and one other gal.
Sure.
And Steve was like, well, call Mac. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, Steve, I'll talk to her. It's going to be really tough, you know, but I'll see what I can do. And the landlord was great to work with. We somehow found a woman who wanted to start her own hairdressing place, and the build out's pretty expensive, so we sold it for $35,000.
Wow.
And her customers throughout the years threw her a retirement party to where she was able to retire. She had a little bit of cash to where she felt good about it, and you know, she called me crying, thanking me for helping her. So it's not all about the big check and anything like that. Those transactions are just as rewarding sometimes as the $20 million transaction.
Yeah, Mac, that's why we're so excited again to be working with you and Mike Wichello. Opportunities in business. Give us a website, again, phone number, how any business owners, people looking to buy a business, best way for people to connect with you.
Yeah, our website is OIB, it's an opportunities in business, MN.com. So OIBMN.com. And our phone number is 612-331-8392. But I just redid my website, so it'd be great if
OIBMN.
Yeah, OIBMN.com.
OIBMN. Yeah. We're going to continue the discussion again. Looking at their site, but prior to the show, I checked it out. Just, again, helping all types of businesses. We know, as CCO listeners, so many of you own businesses, started businesses, perhaps maybe looking to purchase businesses too. So we're just really excited to have them as a partner with the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Guys, great job. We're going to continue to continue the discussion. But Mac and Mike, great to have you on here today.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, really good guys. Good folks. Check them out. Halfway point here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. 612-294-6949 is how you can connect with us by phone or text. We've got a couple texts that have come in we'll get to right after the break. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. We always appreciate it. We've got a featured listing we want to hit on. Mr. David Meyer has got one right downtown Minneapolis, 500 East Grant Street, unit 1711 for $375,000. It is a two-bed, two-bath, one-plus garage, panoramic views of Minneapolis. It's in the Grant Park Tower. All the luxury amenities you can think of. You've got an elegant club room for entertaining. It's got a newly, highly remodeled high-end fitness center, a solarium featuring a pool, steam room, hot tub, landscape patios, a pet area, boardroom, 24/7 concierge security. And then you've got a great primary suite with a primary deck, custom walk-in closet, lots of updates, fresh paint, new flooring, new washer and dryer. Be sure to check this one out. It is 500 East Grant Park Street, unit 1711 in Minneapolis for $375. Scott, downtown Grant Park, that's right by us where we're doing the show here. It's a beautiful building here. My oldest brother, Dan, Janice, my dear sister-in-law Janice, live downtown. They've loved living downtown, and it's great to see some resurgence again of some activity downtown.
Yeah, no, it's an awesome building. So what classifies a solarium?
A solarium? Yeah, let's ask Ryan Perpich.
Rye? And we'll ask
Rye, what do you think, buddy?
It's like, planets and plants and, maybe some decorations all in one area. I'm guessing glass. I'm seeing glass.
I was going to say, so does it have to have all four sides in glass? Does it have to have three sides with a rounded ceiling?
Yeah.
What's your solarium?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan, Solarium. James Dill? James, any thoughts on the solarium here? You like that? That's the deflection.
That's the O'Neill deflect.
Yeah.
I need ChatGPT or Grok. No. Save me.
Well, what I'm picturing is just a glass enclosed, you're up on the top floor, you're looking out, see the sky. It can be cold in Minnesota on January 5th, and you're in your beautiful pool looking out, seeing the sky.
You're warm in your solarium.
Is that what it is, Ry?
It looks really nice. It's all I know. Yeah, a bunch of glass, and
it
looks
like
beautiful.
It's like a preseason porch type thing.
See, Scott?
I was just asking the question.
That college education paid off.
It does. Notre Dame will... If you go to Notre Dame within 3 minutes, you'll be able to tell me what a solarium is.
Oh, man. Hey, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you, everybody. 612-294-6949. James, you've got your dear wife, Crystal, who is watching and says, "Hi, me and the littles are watching you. Say hello, Daddy. Hello to James." Smikey says hi.
Smikey.
James Dill with the PM Network. James, thanks for coming on, bud.
Absolutely. Good to be back. I missed my last appointment here, so
All good.
Contract.
All good. Tell people you are a general contractor.
Well, it's not good. I mean, we've got you on the list. One, you can miss one. Just the second one is when there's a penalty.
Yeah, James, you are a general contractor. We were talking before the show. You had a nice WCCO listener who called in with a rather large addition they're putting on to their house down kind of in the Lake Calhoun area. But that's what you guys do. You guys do that. You're all about transparency when it comes to pricing, I know. What's new? Yeah, what's new with the PM network?
Yeah, so the PM network. So, yeah, we're just a humble construction project management company looking to bring kind of a transparent, new way of remodeling to the industry. That's our goal. Our goal is to bring a different model to the industry that's more beneficial for homeowners and tradesmen.
Well, you say transparent, I say fair. I mean, that's what you're bringing. You're bringing someone that they understand what they're paying for it down to the dollar. There's no surprises. That is the number one complaint that most people have when they're working with a contractor.
It's ridiculous.
My number was this, and all of a sudden it ended up being this.
That we even have to do this is kind of a, it's a little knock on the industry, but we're not technically a general contractor. We're a project management company. So we come in and we represent the client.
Ah.
So we don't only represent our company, we represent the client. And so that's where the transparency really helps our clients. That's how we help the tradesman and the client. We just hook them up together. We manage the entire project kind of like a design build does, but we're high tech. We have, we just have a custom high-tech management system that makes our projects, streamline. And
well, I think that's what people want, because it's one of those industries that unless you do it, you don't really know how it works. And so you don't really know, am I getting a good deal? Should this be what the sheetrocker charges? Should it not be? And with you guys basically coming in and managing the entire process, it takes guys like me that would get frustrated and throw my hands up out of it.
Yeah, and so Ryan, you asked what's new with our business. So we are actually starting something new. It's called Project Setup. Project Setup is where we will set a client's, like if you have your DIYers, we will set your entire project up on our cutting edge project management system, our live system. We'll set your whole project up from the tradesman, all the materials, to your entire schedule for your project. We'll set it all up for you. And we'll hand it off to you, and you can run your project. So you can have, for those DIYers out there, or people who just can't afford the whole price tag, but they've got a project that they feel that they can accomplish, well, then we're here for you, too.
How are you guys paid in that case, or how does that work if they're doing that, the do it for the DIYers?
Yeah, so we charge a fee, a significantly less than our normal fee to, to manage a whole project. But it's basically a fee to set the whole thing up, and then they just run loose. Now, if they need help, we'll be there to help them, But that is that's a new thing we're trying to bring to the industry. So we feel that it's time for some new, ideas in the construction industry that will help the homeowner.
What's a standard rate if I'm doing an addition and I hire a general contractor? What are they making on that? What's standard? And like in real estate, they always say the 6% commission or somewhere very close in that range. What's standard with your industry? What do you pay for that kind of job?
Yeah, I'd say a standard general contractor, kind of like a smaller company where they've, they got a few crews, they got a couple owners and maybe four or five guys managing. I mean, a standard markup could be 30 to 40% on a project. Sometimes you after that percentage, you may make 15, 20% depending on how you manage the project or whatever. But a design build could be much more than that. It kind of depends on how extensive or high-end the job is. Could be 50, 60% markup or whatever. But we tend to be more on the, around the 25-ish markup because we don't hold the client's money. We don't take a huge check. The client holds their money, and we help them divvy their funds up. So they know where every penny's going.
I had a question here, what geographic area does the current listings cover when you guys do your market update, miles or essentially it's the Twin Cities metro area?
I think we actually pull the 12 county. I think that's what it's actually under.
Yep.
So I think it's the 12 when you search in MAR, I think there's one that's 16 county that goes way out, and then there's the 12 county, which is basically what you would consider the Twin Cities and just outer ring suburbs.
Yeah, and so generally speaking, even again, when you look at the state overall and our friends in western Wisconsin that are picking up the show, it is historically low inventory all over. So wherever you are, we, the Minnesota real estate team, we've got, you know, some great folks. Paul Dokauer, Paul and Krista Hill, they live up in Duluth. You know, they work. So we actually work all over the state. So it's, but Scott, that low inventory is everywhere, essentially.
Yes, it is. It's just, but to answer the question, I think we pull the 12 county metro, but it doesn't really change if, you know, if you pull the 16, it's still, you know, drastically lower on a percentage, and the pendings and everything always are right around the same amount.
James, again, you are a new father recently. Again, congratulations on this there. Your son's name is?
Michael.
Michael. Well, congratulations. How has that been? Because you have how many? Three kids?
Yep, we have three. Yep.
Okay, how's it been?
It's been good for me.
Yeah, was that are you getting up at night, or is it the missus?
You know, I get inconvenienced a couple times a night.
Yes.
And being woken up, yes. But no, my wife, yeah, she's usually up 3-4 times a night. But yeah, he's starting to sleep 2-4 hours at a time, so that's cool.
How old is he?
He is 5 months.
Oh, my God, dude. 3-4 days, and they're need to be sleeping through the night.
Oh, man.
You got to put him on the Wolmering program. You put him in the bathroom. If you put a little towel beneath the door, you won't even hear him.
That's terrible. Isn't that terrible? Oh, my gosh. James, though, going back to your business here before the break, again, it's called the PM Network. For everyone listening, you can go to MN Real Estate Show, and this is where you can find all of our partners. So just hearing the guys, again, with opportunities in business, you'll see all their information there. You'll see the PM Network there. James, just before the break, again, like you mentioned, that WCCO listener who called you, you're helping them on a nice project down by Lake Calhoun. Best way for people to just learn about what you guys do with this transparency in the home remodeling and additions business.
Yeah, you can go on our website at yourpmnetwork.com or give us a call at 651-325-6834.
Yeah, so it's your PM, like AMPM, yourpmnetwork.com. Just really cool looking at it, Scott. You know, it says it's all about the client, talking about transparency. You really do a nice job, bud. Great job.
We try.
Yeah, very, very well done. We're going to continue the discussion. We're at our final break. Can you believe it? The show's going by fast. End of February. Sending out lots of love to Mom, all my siblings, thinking of our dear father today, Bob, 22 years before he leapt into heaven. Thinking of you, Dad. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining. And appreciate you tuning in. We've got, again, lots of, always enjoy getting some comments throughout the week, Scott, fellow friends, friends who, from different teams, real estate teams, brokerages, who enjoy, you know, catching the show now and then too. So we definitely appreciate that. And again, if you are looking to buy or sell, we're always happy to help the Minnesota real estate team. We've got a great group of folks. Really all over Minnesota, western Wisconsin. Scott, we just came back from our top producer trip. We do a little top producer trip that you obviously were, of course, on. Basically, it's if they sell, the agent sells a certain amount, they and a guest go on the trip. So there were 50 of us down in the Dominican Republic having a lot of fun, celebrating. Ryan was the chaperone. I was the chaperone, right, Scott?
You were. Well, you know, it's for those of you that haven't followed the show or followed us forever, Ryan is one of the Piano Brothers, famous piano duo with him and his brother. So when we go on these trips, Ryan will go into the piano bars and he'll, you know, he'll play a little bit. Well, I always feel bad for the guy that actually works there that follows Ryan because, you know, everyone's on tables and hooting and hollering, and then this guy comes up and plays chopsticks after Ryan's been done doing his thing. But, no, fun trip. Hey, we should talk a little bit of real estate before we wrap the show up.
Yeah.
So we've been talking a lot about everything is in multiple offers, you know, 10 offers on everything you put on. We should identify that that's primarily single family homes under, let's call it, 550, 600. Townhomes, I'm showing 10 townhomes today, and some of these have been on for 2-3 weeks. I mean, that's unheard of if it's a single family home that's priced correctly. And the pricing is not completely off on them, so there is a little bit of a lull in the townhome market.
Yeah, townhomes and condos, you've got that HOA factor, which is really, is just an important variable to a buyer. How are your HOA fees compared to other similar priced units? How is the HOA managed? What are the rules that are allowed with the HOA? That can affect buyer desirability. Mike, you and I and Scott, we've talked a ton about insurance related things. So there's all types of different things, Mike. Doesn't mean you can't sell a townhome or a condo. You certainly can. But you need, again, a really good agent to look at those variables to dial that in pricing-wise, Mike.
Yeah, and one thing to remember, too, if you're a first-time home buyer, let's say, and you're going to be buying a townhome and you don't know the first thing to look at, like I'm looking at these HOA docs, I don't know what I'm reading here. Yeah. One thing to know is that working with a good agent will help you kind of go through those. But the other thing, too, is all financing programs out there require the HOA to meet certain financial characteristics. So you do kind of have that backstop of if you're getting a loan on there, the lender is going to be looking at all the financial characteristics of the HOA to make sure that it's in good enough shape to be able to lend on. So just know you always have that in your back pocket where that's kind of like your backstop of, if the lender says it's in good financial shape there, well, they'll actually give me a loan for it, I'm probably doing okay on it.
And in real quick, so people are listening, what is the big pushback on the insurances that we're running into right now? Easily explained.
So one thing associations have done recently to reduce their HOA dues or keep their HOA dues down, because insurance is part of that. So when you pay an HOA due, you're helping pay for the insurance for the development as well. And so HOAs have chosen to like increase deductibles and do things like that to keep their insurance costs down, which helps keeps the HOA dues down. And so when you start bumping up deductibles on the insurance side of things, that might kick you out of being able to get a loan on it because, again, the lender and the loan program requires your deductible to be at a certain level or underneath it. And so we run into that every once in a while where it's like, okay, the HOA decided to go with a higher deductible. That doesn't meet loan requirements, and now we got to go to Plan B or Plan C.
Yep.
Hey, got a text. Two quick things. First of all, two great agents on the Minnesota real estate team, Angie and Jordan Savageau. Angie's mother just passed here very unexpectedly here. So Angie and Jordy, we're sending you guys lots of love and prayer and well wishes. The whole team, all of us, are thinking of you and sending lots of prayers, especially for the Savageaux. And then I got a text from Brian Van Hoff. Brian is a top agent broker on our team. He's also licensed in Florida, too. So just thinking, again, for any snowbirds, people thinking of going moving to Arizona or buying a place in Arizona, buying a place in Florida, we can help. The team can help. Brian does a wonderful job. And Rye, we had a comment. It's no longer Lake Calhoun. What is the correct? I can't get the pronunciation
right. It's Bede-Mikaska. The city changed it a few years ago, but everyone knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So what did they change it to?
It is Bede-Mikaska. Is the name of the lake. So James Dill got the project. I said Lake Calhoun, but it's Mike. It's no longer Calhoun.
Yeah. I don't think, I think Ryan's the only person I've actually heard like pronounce it correctly.
It's
Bede-Mikaska.
Bede-Mikaska.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ryan knows it.
It was all over the news a few years ago.
Bede-Mikaska. I should probably know this, but.
Yes. Everyone struggles to pronounce it.
Okay. Bede-Mikaska.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. And again, I just got another text. Yeah, Florida, again, we happy to help. Brian Van Hoff, wonderful guy, kind friend. And Brian also lost his dear mother very recently in a car accident. So we're thinking of you too, and Erica, sending lots of love and prayers. I know not always some happy stuff, but Scott, we got a lot of, we got to think of our friends here today too.
Yeah, we do for sure. And thinking of you out there, I'm asked this time of year, all right, I think we're going to do something in real estate in 2026. What's the first thing I should do? First thing you should do is apply with Mike.com. That's this gentleman's application. Apply with Mike.com. Find out what you're qualified for, what your comfortable payment is, and then start talking to real estate agents.
Yeah, if you guys, we have certain programs out there too that are very popular right now. If you got a home to sell, and you're being told that you have to make a contingent offer. So you got to make an offer contingent upon your current house selling. We have a program to help with that, to turn a contingent buyer to a non-contingent buyer. It's a game changer right now. Do a ton of them every single month. The cost is very low. It's a flat $2,500 for that. And then we also are giving closing cost credit. So if you're going to do a home loan with us and you open up a checking account and put $2,500 into it, we'll give you $400 off your closing costs. If you want to open an account with us and move $100,000 or more over, we'll give you $1,000 off your closing costs.
Yeah, Luminate is a local bank. Mike, you got a big event this week too. Luminate has for all the loan officers.
We do. Yep. So we have our national sales summit coming up here this week. Our special guest speaker is actually going to be Ryan here, Ryan O'Neill. So we thank him for that. And then we also have another one for agents coming up on the 12th, March 12th. It's a down payment assistance presentation that we're going to be doing. And plus, we're going to have an appraiser in house too, to go over that. That's more for real estate agents that are out there. Anyone is invited and welcome to come. But those are the two big events coming up.
Yeah, Scott, people sometimes forget they are a local bank. And again, Mike, what your savings account, is it 3% or what is it paying out on interest now?
Yep, our savings right now is at 3.5%, and we have a checking account that pays out 2% right
nice.
Now, which is almost unheard of.
Yeah, local bank. They're local, very good folks. The owners, just wonderful folks, Eric Lovins, Taryn Reuter. Mike, I encourage folks to check out. Scott, it's been a fun... Oh, sorry, Mike, go ahead.
I was going to say, real quick, shout out to Eric Lovins and Taryn Reuter. The mortgage Minnesota Mortgage Association had their awards banquet on Wednesday of this week. They won Mortgage Leaders of the Year.
They did?
They did. So, congratulations to them, well-deserved. There was about 26 of us there that night from Luminate to congratulate them. So, again, congratulations to those two on Mortgage Leader of the Year.
Very nice.
Hey, it's been a fun show. Good job, Scott.
You too, sir.
Special shout out. Again, check out our friends, Opportunities in Business, your PM network. Thank you to Ryan Perpich for dealing with us every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. What a kind soul. A kind soul he is. Hey, enjoy the weekend, everybody. Take care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.